Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
In America, August is considered a slow news month. Thank you for listening.
The Don and Mike Show.
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
I'm about to give blood.
Are you feeling it again?
No.
Why? How? Why?
It could be the big baby. Where's the baby sound effect? Did we break that thing? Didn't we have that?
Are you thinking of yourself as being a big baby?
Yes.
Are you injured?
No. I don't have my man game yet.
Oh.
Come on. Wait, what's this?
What happened in your life that made you so needy that you've got to fill every waking second by babbling on?
Because I need that game.
You should have it by now. Please. It should be in your hands by now.
Okay, this is what I'm resorting to now. Please.
Oh, you say that word.
What is in it for the what is in it for the person dropping it all, other than your friendship and newfound fame?
And I'll throw money in on top of it. You know?
Wow, that's $20?
$25, whatever.
$25.
Please. Anyway, there I am again.
What happened in your life that made you so needy that you've got to fill every waking second by babbling on?
Cold sores.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go.
Right,
one of
sorry.
The many defects of their kind.
Now.
Also, weak arms.
Just cold sores.
What if a woman...
Cold sores. I hate how they feel and look.
What if a woman brings it by?
Everybody can suck it.
There we are.
Anyway.
Stupid dick!
Stupid dick. Okay, the thing that they said on TV this morning that caught my eye when they came on with the breaking news about Karl Rove was they said, President Bush has had his brain taken away.
I've heard that.
That's what Karl Rove is referred to as his brain.
Really? I've heard
this
that
is,
said.
This is like the lead in to the story. It's like President Bush's brain has been taken away.
Right. It's one of his nicknames, the brain.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true, too, if you look at the history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, as you know, we have that open line to the White House. Turn that thing on, Robbie.
It's handy. Especially now.
See if we can work it out.
You got it? Yeah. Come in, Commander-in-Chief.
Hello. What's up, guys? Hello.
What are you doing with your microphone?
I'm playing with it. I'm playing with my microphone. Hold on. I'm an airplane. I'm an aeroplane. Hello. Hello. How come I can't hear the thing? I can't hear the thing.
You know, you sound
what's
like,
going on now?
You sound like you're
what's
like...
up, guys? I like the way this sounds loud. Can I talk like this?
No. Are you standing right on top of the microphone?
What?
Is the microphone very close to your mouth?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Move it back. And
all right.
Do you have a screen? Do you have a windscreen?
What's that?
It's a thing made of sponge.
Yeah, I took that off when I was playing with it.
Put it back on, please.
All right.
Very good.
Other end.
That's close.
God damn it.
What's up, guys? How are you?
It's much better.
Why is it that it seems that you don't have a brain today?
Can I come over?
What?
Can I come over to your studio? How come I can't see you? They gave me these things to listen. I thought you were supposed to listen to music with them, and I'm told to, who's this?
George.
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Your buddies from the radio.
How are you? What's up? What can I do for you?
Have you been lobotomized?
What's that mean?
Did they scoop out your brain?
Nope. No, I got a brain.
Where's Carl?
Carl ain't here no more. Carl ain't here no more, ain't going to be here no more at all.
What is your exit strategy for Iran?
I keep eating.
I mean Iraq.
And I keep choking.
What?
I'm starving to death. Can you send over some food for me? I need some food. My favorite color is blue.
Hey, did I tell you I had sick poops this weekend?
Sick poops? I've had them before. I had a problem this morning. Carl ain't no here no more.
Right.
So what happened is right after that, I got real nervous because he's always been here and he does most of my thinking. And so when he left, he said, I'm gone now. I got to talk. You're all on your own. And I had an accident.
Oh,
I did.
I almost did too this weekend.
That's not fun. That's very bad. Do you get scolded too when you do that? I do. I swear to God. Ask me more questions. I don't know the answers to them no more. Carl's gone. The brain is gone. I will not be able to speak with you anymore with any kind of, what do they call it? That intelligence. That's it. Yep.
What is IQ?
God, I am starving.
What does IQ stand for?
IQ. Mm-hmm. IQ.
How about DQ?
Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that's right.
DQ. Brazier. I don't understand that part. They put B. Brazier,
right.
Brazier, and I don't understand what they're talking about with that, but it's I know that I like their food. I do like their milkshakes and their hot dogs. I like their chili dogs. I like basically chili dogs instead of regular hot dogs. I like to put chili on them and eat them. They're real good. I can knock back two or three, I think.
Does your head hurt?
Yes.
Why?
It started hurting today. There was a press conference that we had in the flower garden.
Rose garden?
Yeah, whatever. And then they came to me and said, now, you're on your own. One guy pointed at me and said, you're on your own. And my brain, right where it was, it hurt. And they said, well, Carl's gone. That's why it's hurting, because you're working double time just to do one-tenth of the, I don't know.
Who dressed you today?
I tried to make wind, and I made chili. Huh?
Who dressed you today?
You can see me? How can you see me? Is there a camera in here?
No, I'm just wondering.
I thought you was talking to me we were talking on the telephone. They said, Mr. President, you're going to be talking to a guy that's on the radio. He can't see you. You can't see him. Then when he's going to talk to you, he'll be talking to you, and it's just like the telephone, and that's why I'm able to understand it, because we can talk just like we're talking on the telephone.
I know that Carl Rove used to dress you.
I keep drooling on the band. Man, I'm real. What? Hello? Oh,
Carl Rove used to dress you, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Yes, indeed he did. I dressed myself this morning.
What are you wearing, sir?
I'm wearing a jacket. I got a navy blue jacket. This is navy blue.
Yes.
Blue is my favorite color. I said I wanted to wear this. And I'm wearing gray pants with brown shoes and no tie. And the shirt buttoned up at the top.
Do you have your Velcro shoes on?
I do. I have brown Velcro shoes that peel off. I don't want to mess with them. I said, I'm not comfortable in these things that tie.
Right.
I don't want to wear them no more. How are you? Do you have food where you are?
Yes, lots of food.
What kind of food do you have where you is?
Meat, potatoes, vegetables.
Don?
Yes,
are you George. In show business?
Barely.
Can you introduce me to Kevin James? I got one of them, those movie sets that they come in where you watch all the shows back to back, and I've been watching it since about 12:30 today, right after lunch. I said, first of all, this is not enough lunch for me, and I was with some guy, you know, some fancy leader, and I said, this is not nearly. I can make my own decisions. I said, this is nearly not enough lunch. So they brought me more lunch, and then I took a nap because I get tired after I eat. Do you get tired after you eat?
No.
Oh, I get so tired and sleepy after I eat. I really do. And then I said, what's on the schedule? And they said, Mr. President, you have to review, and then a bunch of gobbledygook words that I didn't understand no more.
You
and
watch
so,
because
Carl's
Queens?
Gone. And then I said, what's that? What are some of my television options that I have here? And then they said, well, Mr. President, you have, and they brought this thing in front. I said, that's that King of Queens show. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching them. You know, they don't have no commercials in them anymore, so I just watch them enjoy myself.
You mean the DVDs?
It's the damn funniest thing.
The DVDs.
Doug and Carrie. Yeah. All afternoon. I want to go back and watch that. If you don't send no food over, I'm not going to be able to.
So without your brain, how is Big Dick Cheney reacting? Is he running things now?
I don't know. I suppose. I mean, you know, you're asking me questions I'm not capable of answering anymore. You're asking me about who's running. I know basic. I got to get my card out. God damn it. Got to get my card out.
Come on.
Got to get the card. Yeah, Dick Cheney.
You're missing your brain.
Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney is the vice president.
Right.
I am aware of that.
And who are you?
I am the president.
Of what? No peeking.
I don't know.
Come on.
Come on.
What do you think?
The company.
The company of
what?
Yeah,
the whole thing. The president.
Hey.
POTUS.
See the race yesterday?
Yeah, man. Tony
Did
Stewart
you see
kicked
Tony, see the 20
You see when
car?
Juan Antonio Montoya got out of his
42 car?
Oh, my
that
God. I love it when you see that drunk guy come out and try to get an autograph.
I like to die.
I like to fall out when that happened. That was a good time. I really enjoy that. Well, stop asking me these questions about all who's doing what and whatnot.
Hey.
I don't like that no more. Come on now. You talk to me about good stuff. What do you like to eat?
Did you?
Please tell me what you like to eat. Could you? Could you please? I'd really appreciate that. That would be good for me.
I enjoy chicken.
Who's coughing in the background?
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, I got some stuff from him. He sent me some stuff.
Yeah. Really?
He sent me a picture that he had of a Nazi dagger. Yeah. That's from the Vietnam War where they were actually doing that, that crazy stuff. Yeah. They were the bad guys, the guys we fought against.
Hope you enjoy it.
I'm planning to go to the state dinner tonight honoring Holly Morris.
Have they taken all of the power now out of your hands? Do you have your finger on the button? Do you even know what the button is anymore?
I do. I've got my finger on the button right now. I do. Now, you can't see me. You shouldn't be laughing at that no more.
No, I know.
But I'm putting the finger on my
button. Not your belly button.
And then if you pick it out, you get all the lint and crap out of there like this. It's just like going down and pulling bushes up. I miss Texas. Please take me back to Texas.
Here's a scenario.
So I can get a ribeye. Who's got a ribeye for George? Ribeye time. Yeah, Carl is gone. Laura has a button. Knock your socks off. That's for sure. We play it. We play with each other sometimes. She plays with my button. I play with hers. So can I see your button? We don't call it belly button. We call it button. Hello. Hello, Carl. Oh. Yeah, no, it's going fine.
It's the brain.
Yep, going fine. No, we're smooth sailing. Yep. No, I don't want to do none of that. I don't want to be at that. I'm not going to that meeting, Carl. I told you, once you left. Look, Carl, you hold on a second.
Hey,
I got a
George,
private.
Who left who? Okay, who's the brain who left who?
Yeah, he left. It surprised the heck out of me over the weekend when he came to tell me.
Hey, George.
You know the way it works? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If they're going to quit, like on a Monday,
uh-huh.
They tell me on a Friday, and then we don't tell anybody it's something about a menstrual cycle or something like that.
News
that works that. Huh? Who's that? Hello?
There's Buzz.
Hey, hold on. I got a call here. Carl. Yep. No, it's fine. I'm doing all right. I'm not going to do any of that stuff they want me to do, Carl, because you know they're going to laugh at me like I'm silly or stupid or something.
Hey, all George. Right. Hey, George.
Yeah.
Pretend you're a dog.
Why?
Because you're retarded. You don't have a brain anymore.
Pretend I'm a dog?
Yeah.
Is this a test?
No.
All right, I'll pretend. Bow wow. Ruff, ruff.
Now be a cat.
Meow.
Come on, now be a cow.
Hold on, Carl's on the. Carl, I'm just doing a funny show. He's asking me to do animal sounds. I can do that, Carl. Unlike all that other stuff you want me to do without you around, I'm going to hang up on your ass. All right, goodbye.
Good for you.
All right, let's do the dog game. All right, okay. I was a cat, meow.
Okay, be a monkey now.
Oh, man. That's a trick one. That's a
no, it's not.
Eek, eek, eek.
Good. Huh? Good.
All right, that right. Was it close?
Okay, here's.
I was going to do like pretend if you were sitting here looking at me, I was going to pretend like I was eating one of them bananas and stuff, but I couldn't do that.
Be a snake.
Oh, man. No, I can't. Can't do it. Can't do snake. Wait, hold on. Slither. Slither, slither, slither.
How do you spell asp?
Asp. A S. S.
That's a funny word, isn't it?
A-S-S-S-P-C-D.
Asp.
Asped.
Asp.
Asped.
A-S-P.
A-S-P. Did I get it right? Why are you making me spell? Come on, we was doing animal sounds, and now you're doing the whole spelling.
All right.
God, I miss Carl.
What does an elephant sound like?
Oh, boy. Oh, man, I know this one. I saw the elephants. I know they're the ones. They're the big ones. We got... Was I right? Was I good with that one?
Very good.
That's good,
George.
Elephant sounds. Very I can do good. This all day long. We have a good time. You ought to come over. Do you have any food?
Do a fart sound effect.
Okay.
Well done.
Now. Do your mom farting.
You guys, do you know.
Do your mom farting.
Okay. Oh, all right. Really?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. I got to lick my palms first.
Oh, all right.
All right. Hold up. Wait, no, it works better if I lick my forearm. You said Mamo?
Yeah.
Mamo, listen to this. This sounds exactly like it, too. I did this years ago. Oh. And then you take your hand off your forearm and you go. Mamo! That's good. Laura's powerful angry. I spilled juicy in the bed. I did. I spilled it all over the bed. Hello.
Hello, Mama.
Uh-oh. I knew this was coming.
Yes. Yes'm.
Yes'm.
Yeah. Yes'm.
Y-E-S apostrophe.
I didn't know you were. I didn't know you were listening, man.
Your mommy's farts stink. Mom. Hey, George. Hey, George.
Hold on a second.
Hey,
hold
George.
On. Wait just a Mama, hey, hold George. On a second.
Hey,
shut up.
Hey, George. Stop it.
Man, would you stop it, please? Hello, Mama.
I'm not laughing. Mama, I'm not laughing. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm.
George.
I won't do that. Mama, I can't help it. Oh, Mama, he's making bullfrogs.
What?
He's making bullfrog sounds. You know what I mean? What? Yes, I will not do that anymore. I won't. I am sorry. Yes, ma'am. Goodbye.
She's mad now.
Sure.
I was doing that sound, and I said it was her. It's true, though. She is. She always bosses me around and stuff. She always tells me. I'm in the president, you know. I'm the president of the whole.
Of what?
What we were talking about.
Of what? Yeah, you're the president of what?
The country
of
America. President of America. All right? So we've established that thing. But she, you know, she treats me like I'm just a kid now. And she said, you know what she just said to me on the phone? She said, once Carl has left now, you can't be fooling around with media. What does that mean? I don't understand
what that
means.
You're
she said, don't
friends.
Fool around with me. I said that.
You're
I said, I'm
friends.
Talking to a friend. We're making some sound.
Like, for instance, let me ask
that.
You. Today when you're talking to the press,
yeah,
how many times did you lie?
Lots. Almost all the time. Every time. Mm-hmm. Every question is sort of like a lie. You know?
What do you mean, sort of like a lie?
Well, not all the way a lie. What they do is they'll tell you, like, if you get this, I'll tell you how it works. This is, and first of all, talking Mama's ass gets on her last nerve. I don't mind telling you. So let's not. We can't be doing that no more. Now you can do that, but Doc, that's not Mama. You know what I mean? No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't. No, so
yes, it is.
You was talking about lying.
It's your Mama.
All right, here we go. One more.
Please.
All right, one more if you're real good.
You ever see her in a bra?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's not good.
Okay,
not
do your good. Mom farting again.
All right, got to lick your forearm?
Right, lick your arm.
That's Mama.
Don't answer it. Let her ring.
I can't. It's Mama. I always pick up.
All right.
Please let me pick up.
All right. Okay.
Hello. I am so sorry, ma'am. I won't do it anymore, Mama. I won't. I'm sorry. I know you're mad. He made me laugh. He made me do it. The guy that I'm talking to, the reporter.
Hey, tell her it's just because
the reporter made me do it, Mama.
Tell her it's because they took your brain away.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yes. Hold on,
Mama. Yeah, they took my brain away today. They did. Carl left. They took my brain away. How am I supposed to make those decisions myself? Yes, they're gonna make fun of me. I was having just fun, Mama. Well, then I won't go on any shows at all.
Tell her we're your friends.
They're my friends, Mama. We were talking like a bunch of boyfriends.
Tell
and
her.
Not the kissing kind that we hate.
Tell her farts smell like daisies.
Mama, your fart. I didn't say. I can't say that.
No, not
I can't say. I can't.
Her
Mom,
gas.
Mom, no.
Papers.
Mom, when you pass, it smells like daisies. That's what. Why are you screaming, Mama? That's not. I won't talk about it anymore, Mama. I'm not raising Mama. Ma'am, I'm trying to do the best I can. They took my brain this morning, Mama. They took my brain away. All right. I'm not yelling. I love you. I love you. I will bring you a present this weekend.
Oh.
I will bring you several. I get things for free, Mama. That's the best part of the job. I love you. I love you, too. I won't. I will. I won't. I love it. Bye-bye.
What was that about?
I tell you, it's her last nerve. She's all frazzled and stuff, and she doesn't like potty talk.
No.
She don't like potty talk at all. We can't do it no more. Please.
All right.
I don't want any more reporters asking me these kind of questions
anyway. Well, you're going to get this kind of stuff if you go out in public without your brain.
I'm not doing it as much. I came on here because the guy that was talking to me, Tony said to me, go on this show because this show ain't going to be a problem because they're funny and they like to talk funny. And I said, I can handle that one. And now they're going to not let me do any. They won't let me do the serious news shows no more.
How's Tony feeling?
He's not good. He's
do
got.
What,
he's
do you
got,
know what's wrong with him?
Yes, I do.
What?
I know it's the bad disease.
Right. What's that?
It's the flesh eating disease. It's the disease that eats your insides. That's bad. I know it's bad, but he's going to be all right, huh?
No, it's not.
What is it?
Oh, he's got some form of cancer. Maybe.
Yeah, that's it. That whatever the word is. Okay, which reporter am I talking to? Which reporter are you?
Merv,
I told you, Merv, I don't know all the fancy words for problems people have, but I know that he's not feeling particularly well. Hello? Hello, darling. Yes, I'm on the radio talking to one of the reporters named Merv. I will. Well, no, I thought he's not. No, he's not. Laura, he is not making fun of me. No, I know.
Hey, what are her farts smell like? Hey, George?
Yeah, hold on a second.
George?
Yeah.
What are her farts smell like?
Oh, I swear to God, it's horrible. So bad. It's bad. It is really, really bad.
I mean,
they're not. They don't make noise, but they stink. They stink like a dog. It's nasty. It's really horrible. Oh, no.
Oh,
she's on the phone.
What have we done?
Oh, yes.
Hello. You didn't. You did. I didn't say anything about that. I was talking about another Laura. No, you're wrong. God, don't. She's off.
Oh, all right.
She's off. She's flown off. She's like to fall out after hearing that. You made me say her farts were bad.
All right,
that's not good.
We got to break into the news now.
I just want to say I want to thank this news organization for doing my interview, and I hope that sometime you can come by the White House and maybe we can have some fried chicken or something. I really hope you can all stop by.
That's nice.
But none of that talk about potty talk, even though as funny as it is, I like it more than anything else.
Want to hear a funny tape?
Sure.
Listen to this one.
All right.
Stupid dick!
Oh, you can't say that. You just said that.
Listen to this one.
How'd that happen? Who is that?
Listen to this one.
I like rape.
Oh, that's bad. Who said that?
Listen to this tape.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
That's Christopher Walken. I like his movies.
That he knows.
He's in a brand new one with Michelle Pfeiffer, who is going to be... He's got big hair, doesn't he?
What not?
Yeah, I like that. What not?
What not?
What not is a what good
not?
Word. What not?
What not?
Yep.
What not?
Yep.
What not?
That's what I say now in my speeches. If I do not know the answer, plug in this word.
What not?
I can play that game.
Stupid dick!
Oh, you do. You know. You guys are fantastic. Can I come over? Can I come down to the studio?
Do you want to arm wrestle Super
Dave? I want to arm wrestle Super Dave.
Be back, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
The news is I still don't have Madden 08.
That's what I hear.
And the news is I still got no brain left, but I know he's liberal. Big time liberal, commie liberal.
Merv?
I will be right back after this message.
Oh, yeah. They told me about that one this morning.
Yeah.
What a sad day. He has died. Yes. Bye-bye. We understand death is a bad thing. He's going to a better, country club.
Who is?
Merv.
Merv who?
I don't know. Details, man. God damn it.
Okay.
I'm trying to do the best I can,
easy
all right?
On the swears,
no
please.
Problem. No swears.
All
no
right.
swears. No swears. Just plenty. I just keep choking and spitting. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for being with the President of America.
You got it right.
I did.
President of the United States.
I'm no dummy.
United States of America.
I'm no dummy, son. I can still backslap. I still raise a hell of a lot of money, even without my brain. Good luck, Carl.
You know
Baldy. Fag.
You know who's really retarded?
Who?
Look at the guy in the back room. Can you read the sign he's holding up?
Oh, man, he's a skinhead. It says, Bree, act, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.